From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. United States President Donald Trump said North Korea's treatment of American college student Otto Warmbier was a total disgrace and suggested that he might not have died if Pyongyang had allowed him to return home sooner to the United States. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein echoed those comments and made some additional ones about North Korea. Apparently, we're having some problems here. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said Warmbier's death will be a lasting reminder of the barbaric nature of the North Korean leadership. Australia announced on Tuesday it has temporarily suspended airstrikes by its forces in Syria. Russia recently threatened to treat planes from a U.S.-led coalition operating in the skies over Syria as targets, and that does include Australian planes. A statement by Australia's defense ministry said it would monitor the air situation in Syria and make a decision on resuming airstrikes in due course. The ministry said strikes in neighboring Iraq are also part of the U.S.-led coalition campaign would continue. On Tuesday, the U.S. military said it shot down an Iranian-made armed drone in southern Syria. A new CBS News poll said Tuesday that President Trump's approval rating is now at 36%, with a 57% disapproval rating, down from a 41-53% standing in late April. Other national survey results were similar. Only the Rasmussen Report's tracking poll showed Trump more favorably, briefly touching 50-50 last week before falling to a 48-51% reading on Monday. For updates to these stories and more, visit VOA News. This is VOA. The World Meteorological Association reports another exceptionally warm year. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Have been killed in the devastating forest fires in central Portugal. The World Meteorological Organization says one of the factors contributing to these runaway wildfires are very high temperatures that have exceeded 40 degrees Celsius. Extremely high temperatures also have been recorded in Spain and in France. Meteorologists report North Africa and the Middle East are experiencing extremely hot weather, with temperatures topping 50 degrees Celsius. But WMO spokeswoman Claire Nullis says the hottest place on Earth appears to be the town of Turbat in southwestern Pakistan, which reported a temperature of 54 degrees Celsius in May. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Australia says it will move classified government information from a private data center in Sydney after a Chinese consortium bought a major stake in the company. The move comes despite assurances from the company Global Switch that its files are secure, Phil Mercer in Sydney reports.
Global Switch owns two secure data facilities in downtown Sydney and stores classified Australian government defence and intelligence files. Its ownership changed in December when its UK-based parent company accepted a $3 billion bid from Chinese investors. Among the investors was an entrepreneur who owns part of China's leading data enterprise, Daily Tech. Peter Jennings, the executive director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, says the government in Canberra is right to be wary of China's cyber capabilities. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A suicide car bombing in the Somali capital has killed at least 10 people and injured 18. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack on a local administration building in the Wadajir district in Mogadishu. A minibus laden with explosive hit the building around 12:40 p.m. local time when a group of youth and women activists were meeting inside. Rescuers are using bulldozers in an attempt to find survivors and bodies among the rubble. The United Nations human rights leader has called for an international investigation into recent murders in the center of the Democratic Republic of Congo and partially blamed Congo's government for failing to stop the killings. The Human Rights Council is expected to vote this week on a proposal to authorize an independent investigation into the violence in Congo's Kasai region, including the murder of two UN experts earlier this year. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.